Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your hosts, T. Hoffman and Liz Miller.
Hello, everyone. It's T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. I'm here today with my guest, Matt Sweeney. Matt, welcome to Baker Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Matt is a shareholder in our Nashville office and is a trial and appellate lawyer. And, Matt, you're the first litigator that we've actually had on the show. So it's nice to have someone who gets in the courtroom from time to time. I think most of the lawyers that we've had on the show have been transactional lawyers, or we have had some labor and employment lawyers on the show in the past that have actually gotten some courtroom experience. But you actually get in there and kind of do more of the slug match, kind of what we see on TV type of law. And so it's interesting that you're with us today. And Matt also is an approved mediator by the Tennessee Commission on Alternative Dispute Resolution. And we're going to talk some about that too as well. Matt, how long have you been at Baker now?
I've been here for 5.5 years.
5.5 years. And I know that you came to Baker with a group of other individuals from a firm that was a Cincinnati, Ohio-based firm. Tell me why you all decided to choose Baker Donaldson.
Well, there were a lot of factors. The firm that we were with, Dinsmore & Shohl, was a regional firm like Baker. But the footprint of that firm was a little different. It was more in the Midwest. And when our firm merged with them in the first place, we were the first office in the South. And it was a great relationship, but it was really kind of hard to transfer the mark. And then we were approached by Baker Donaldson and asked whether we would consider coming over. And we talked with the folks at Dinsmore, and we had a very amicable parting of the ways where we came over. And we liked the regional concept. The regional concept is very, very valuable to clients, and it had worked real well for us before. And we liked the expertise and the range and the number of offices that Baker had, and it looked like it would be a really good fit for us.
Yeah, I think we hear a lot of people say that our regional breadth and the depth of our expertise with over 15 offices now and over 21 practice groups really makes a difference when they're deciding on a law firm.
It does, because a lot of the clients that we serve, have operations in multiple states, or in multiple parts of the state, and if you can best serve them from multiple locations, that's really of advantage to the client. You can also cover a lot of different areas, too, like one area might be intellectual property, and another might be litigation, and something else might be labor and employment. When you have the multiple offices and you have them spread across, you know, a region, it gives you that opportunity to provide more resources to the client.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. Now, you actually have been practicing law, I think, since the late 70s. Is that right? I hate to kind of tell everybody your age, but is that right?
I started practicing in 1976.
1976, the bicentennial year. I remember it well. And when you started practicing, you started out, I think, in the Southeast after attending Vanderbilt, correct?
Yes, I stayed here when I graduated.
And one of the interesting things you and I have talked about before is how you got to Vanderbilt University. Tell us a little bit how you decided to come to law school in the South, because you're originally a Northeastern, we call them Yankee, above the Mason-Dixon line guys.
Well, it was a little circuitous. I was brought up in the Midwest and then in the Northeast. When I was in college in my summer of my sophomore year, I had a great job opportunity, and I was an international tour escort, and I traveled throughout the South Pacific and Southeast Asia for summer and got to go to 11 countries and twice to Japan all in one summer, which was fantastic because I had never been any place before. And
could you speak a foreign language?
No, I could barely speak English at that point. And so then when I came back to school, I decided that when I went to law school, I wanted to go someplace else, and I left the South and the West. And I had no particular feeling about the West, and I really had rather strong negative feelings about the South.
Did you think we were the kind of folks that didn't have on shoes yet?
Well, it was a typical view that you would pick up from watching the media in the Northeast.
Yes.
And so I decided to come down to either confirm or dispel my prejudice. And I came down here and eventually realized how ignorant I was.
It's interesting because we hear that a lot from our national clients. They're always surprised because the impression that people have of a Southeastern or a regional law firm in the Southeast is sometimes that we're maybe not as savvy or don't have the level of expertise just simply because of our geographic location. But I certainly don't believe that's true.
Well, it's certainly not true. And, you know, one of the interesting things, too, about Nashville and much of the South is how attractive it's been for people coming from other areas of the country. As a matter of fact, uniquely in Nashville now, the last three mayors of Nashville have come from New York State, Philadelphia, and Massachusetts.
It's a very interesting trend. I think I read something in our city paper a couple of weeks ago that said that in Nashville today, only about 46% of the individuals who reside in Metro Davidson County are originally from Nashville, Tennessee. And so we have a huge influx of folks from other parts of the world. I think that's benefited us greatly here in Nashville. But also as a regional law firm, I think it's benefited us greatly because we've gotten the experience of having the expertise of people who've had a variety of experience in a variety of different places throughout the United States and the world.
Well, you know, the country has changed. The practice of law has changed. Businesses have changed. There's a lot more travel from place to place. There's a lot of businesses who have operations not just in different states but in different countries. There are companies that are headquartered in other countries who have come to open their businesses here in the South. And it's important to have as much kind of mix and diversity and variety as you can in order to identify and serve the needs of the various clients.
I think that's exactly right. Now, I know that you came from Baker after being at several other different firms in town, and we're not going to call you a firm hopper. You're giggling over there, but actually the firms...
I can't hold a job.
You can't. But actually what happened is the firms that you were with prior to actually either merged or were acquired, or groups of you all moved to different firms. What did you find so interesting about Baker Donaldson, or what were some of the core strengths that our firm had in comparison to other firms? Because certainly there are other firms out there that offer similar services to ours.
Well, there are a number of things that we found very attractive. First of all, certainly the geographic footprint and the fact that it was a regional office. You know, my practice for the last 20 years or so has been fairly business-oriented. And a lot of those are complex cases, and they involve multiple states. You know, I guess in my practice now, I've practiced in the vast majority of states in the country, one way or another, either taking a deposition there or tried a case there or something like that. And when you have the multiple offices and you have all the expertise that you can draw on from those, that was very attractive. The fact that the firm kind of emphasized a practical approach to law. Get to know the client. Find out what the client needs. Mm-hmm. And then try to serve them as best you can, as efficiently as you can. That might mean that you have a team representing a particular client where one member of the team is in Nashville and another is in Jackson, Mississippi, and another is in Washington, D.C. And you can combine all of their expertise together in a way that best suits the client. We found that very attractive. You know, the firm has a strong emphasis on clients, and with the whole team being part of that, meaning the lawyers, the paralegals, the legal assistants. And, you know, that's very, very important. It's very important to approach it that way so that, for example, if a client calls and the lawyer is away, that your assistant knows enough about the case that they can provide information that's useful and timely to the client. Until we get a chance to get back with them.
That's good. That's really good. I think that client service attitude comes from really a lot of the training that we do, but more so from the types of attorneys and the types of staff that we actually hire. We look for people who have the client service type of mentality, and I think that's a huge asset that we have at Baker Donaldson. Now, Matt, one of the things that I know is that you served on the circuit court as a judge here in Davidson County for several years, and you were actually a presiding judge for several years. Tell me what one trait that you think that you possess that enabled you to be a good presiding judge. I know that's more of an administrative role, but what enabled you to do that job well?
Well, you have to combine the abilities of being able to work with people and lead in a way, too, that kind of encourages people to come along with you. I mean, when you're presiding judge, that means you do have the administrative responsibility for the circuit judges, the chancery court judges, the criminal court judges, and each of those is elected individually.
So that's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, and no one judge, you know, has any kind of authority to direct anybody else to do anything, so you have to encourage and bring them along.
That's good. So you've got some good leadership skills. Let's talk about that more in our next segment. This is T. Hoffman, and you're joining us on Baker Radio at NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We'll be right back. Unless otherwise indicated, the attorneys interviewed for Baker Radio are not certified as specialists by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education and Specialization in the areas of practice discussed during the show. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services performed by Baker Donaldson is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. The information provided on Baker Radio is not intended to be legal advice, but merely conveys general information related to legal issues commonly encountered. The information is not guaranteed to be correct, complete, or current. We make no warranty expressed or implied about the accuracy or reliability of the information conveyed on the show or at this website or at any other website to which this site is linked. This website is not soliciting clients and does not propose any type of transaction. By listening to this show, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. You should not act or rely on any information at this radio show website or information discussed during the radio show without seeking the advice of an attorney. The determination of whether you need legal services and your choice of a lawyer are very important matters that should not be based on this internet radio show, websites, or advertisements. The rules of professional conduct of the various states where our offices are located require the following language. This is an advertisement. T. Hoffman, Chief Business Development Officer, is located at the firm's Nashville office, located at 211 Commerce Street, Suite 1000, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be reached at 615-726-5600 or at BakerRadio@BakerDonaldson.com.
When someone you love needs in-home care, turn to at-home health care. Safety measures set at-home health care apart from other caregiving services. Our caregivers are employed by the company and not just contract labor. We don't wait until someone suspects a problem with a caregiver. We drug test every employee before they're hired and throughout employment. You can trust at-home health care. Find us on the web at www.athomehealthtn.com. We provide care you can trust.
I'm Laura Ellis, Nashville Marketing Specialist at Baker Donaldson. Our Clients First program has us thinking about client service every single day. We attend daily docket meetings designed to reinforce one of our 12 standards of excellence. So every day, we talk to each other about how to do it better. Here are just a few of our client service standards. We each play an important role in serving our clients, our people, and our communities. We commit to deliver extraordinary client service that consistently exceeds expectations. We actively listen to our clients and each other to identify needs, opportunities, and concerns. We follow up to help meet those needs, realize such opportunities, and resolve any concerns. And we foster open dialogue by seeking and providing feedback. Through our client service standards, we'll continue to emphasize clients first in all of our daily activities. To learn more about our 540 attorneys and how they can help you, visit BakerDonaldson.com.
Are you frustrated by how little you understand about your computer or word processor? Or perhaps you just love to sell some of your very cool stuff on eBay? Enter the For Dummies series, famous for making great and easy-to-understand books on how to learn about any subject in the universe. They're easy to read, easy to understand, and great fun. For Dummies books are at bookstores everywhere or visit dummies.com. Dummies books are brought to you by the great folks at Wiley Publishing.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never Wax Again, with the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.